and Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
A university professor traveled halfway around the world to see a world-renowned theologian. The theologian served the professor tea and poured the visitor's cup full. But then he kept pouring and pouring and pouring and didn't stop pouring. The professor watched helplessly as the water spilled out and overflowed in all directions. And unable to restrain himself, the professor blurted out, "Sir, my cup is over full. No more will go in. Please," he protested. "Like the cup," the master theologian said, "you're full of your own opinions and speculations. How can I teach you anything unless you first empty your cup?" There was a Chinese philosopher, Huang Su, who lived from 399 to 295 BC. That's three centuries before Jesus. And tells the story of a man named Nam Jung Chu who went to visit the Taoist sage Lao Tzu in hopes of finding some solution to his worries. And when he appeared, Lao Tzu promptly inquired, "Why did you come with all this crowd of people?" The man whirled around in astonishment to see if there was someone standing behind him. Needless to say, there was not. You see, the crowd of people that he came with was the baggage of old ideas, the conventional concepts of life and death, truth and falsehood that he lugged about with him wherever he went. Two of the most important words that we can learn in Greek, I think, are these words, kenosis and pleurosis. Kenosis means emptying, to drain, to humble. But pleurosis means filling, to overflowing, a filling to the brim. And when the Bible says Jesus emptied himself, meaning he emptied himself of his divinity, that we might be full of our humanity, there's a lot of emptying that needs to happen in all of our lives. As we empty our cup of all our preconceptions and all of our securities and all of our anxieties and all of our fears and present it to God and say, "Fill my cup, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord." There's no pleurosis without kenosis. There needs to be an emptying before there can be a filling.